Hi guys, this is Jenny.
Aya.
And Janella, and welcome to Lemons and Melons,
where we talk about love, friendship, pop culture, boys, and so much more.
Oh, and also a sneak peek into our lives, maybe? So without further ado, let's get to Lemons and Melons.
So, how have you guys been since we last talked, and how's your Christmas?
It's been a while. Like, it's been a while since we've been recording, so... Like, a lot has happened. Pinaka-highlight, for sure, was finally getting to travel. You know, like, I mean, there were a couple of hiccups along the way. There were flight delays, and we had to, like, walk around the terminal so many times and stuff. But I didn't care because I was just, I was just happy to be there. And it was fun. Like, there were, of course, no trip is ever perfect. And I told Janella about this, na medyo TMI, but the on the day, na first time ko mag-beach in like more than 2 years, my moon period started. So
it was just, oh my God.
Tampons are the way, babe.
I didn't have access because I was in the front. And so it was just like, I know my flow. I know that usually if I'm not stressed out, like now, my first day is like very weak. So I knew that I just, you know, it's just a matter of just praying to God that nothing would spill out. Nothing did. So I felt like I kind of felt like I was a bit bloated when I was there. But, you know, it's just like, whatever, I don't care. I'm in the beach, finally.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Christmas. I'm not a very Christmas person. I know it looks weird because I'm perky and I'm, like, I'm very giving and stuff. But it's not my favorite holiday. But I'm very grateful that I got to spend time with my family. Of course, my lolo. So, that's me. How about you guys?
Janella.
Highlight for this... time, I think my birthday.
Oh yeah, happy birthday, belated.
It was a nice celebration, just a simple celebration with family in the Jowa. For Christmas naman, quiet Christmas with the family. So the family of my kuya came over and together with the dogs, and it is just a simple Noche Buena, and they had a sleepover here as well. Ano naman, happy Christmas. How about you, Jani?
Medyo stressful yung holiday season for me, because of work mostly, of course. Pero actually, in terms of like Christmas parties, maganda, marami naman, so medyo masaya. Maganda siyang outlet kasi nga sobrang stress ko sa work, especially ang dami kong ginagawa since I'm doing parang yung job ko for two people. Pero fun naman the past few weeks, I was able to also go to Reno to reconnect with my family members, so nung Thanksgiving pa to. So and then Christmas I had like some parties, also met some friends. So after a pandemic, so parang saya kasi everyone's like meeting now, so yun, masaya siya. The past few weeks medyo chill lang, and then my Christmas was medyo sa bahay lang kami. We also did Simbang Gabi, as you guys know. I always post it on Instagram and Twitter, so it's nice to be back sa church again after a year of not going. So and then Christmas halos ano, puro reconnect kasi nga parang there's still a pandemic, so some people we can't really meet them. Of course they have parang restrictions pa rin, like so we just met online yung sa Zoom ganyan, and then we just did like our Noche Buena by ourselves lang dito sa ano, and then of course we ate a lot and then watched a lot of movies mga ganun. And then it's also in my Christmas tradition to watch Christmas movies. So,
uh-huh.
Yeah. Yun. So, yun yung isang ginawa ko. Like, I watched Home Alone, may mga The Family Stone.
Classics, yeah.
Love Actually, yung mga ganon. It's something I really do every year then, like you. So, yeah.
But have you ever watched It's a Wonderful Life?
Hindi pa. Actually, hindi pa.
Ako rin, not yet. Dude, oh my gosh.
I mean, I know that I'm basically the Grinch, but that is the one Christmas movie I practically beg people to watch. It's the best.
I'm gonna watch it.
It's really old.
Yeah.
You know me, I love classics.
Yeah.
It's really old. It's like 1942, I think. And it's really good. It's a wonderful life. It's worth every second spent.
Yeah.
Even though it's super old, it's the message is still timeless.
Yeah.
I'll put that on my list.
For next year. Speaking of, we always do like our what are you watching segment, diba? Pero this time we'll do a year roundup. So we're gonna be doing like a top 5 TV show and top 5 movies for everyone. So yeah, Aya, you can start.
Okay. We're gonna do shows or movies first.
Movies. Yeah.
Okay, my number 5 would be Justice League Snyder Cut. Not the one from 2017. Snyder Cut.
Yeah.
Number 4 would be Vivo. The one, I said the one with
Lin-Manuel, right? Yeah.
As the Ungoy.
Yeah.
Number 3 is Shang-Chi and the Ten Rings. Of course, you have to have some Marvel here.
Yeah.
I haven't watched the others yet, so I don't know. I can't compare.
Yeah.
Number 2 would be Dune, of course, because I love Timothée Chalamet. Kaka birthday lang niya. Belated happy birthday.
Happy birthday. I love you.
Happy birthday.
As if he listens. Number 1, Tick Tick Boom. Okay. I am rooting for Andrew Garfield to win it all next year.
Nakakainis kasi hindi ko pa siya napapanood, pero most likely
oh my gosh, this is so weird. Because diba? Like, guys,
it's so good.
Danny is like
the Broadway guy.
Yeah, he's the Broadway guy. He's a theater geek.
Yeah.
I'm like,
pero yeah, like, most likely I'll watch it the next few days. So promise kayan, bago matapos ng year. So anyway, ikaw Jan, what are your top 5 movies this year?
Okay, so my number 5, since I do binge Christmas movies, my number 5 is Single All the Way. Johnny, I think you should watch it.
Saan to? What platform?
Netflix.
Oh, okay.
New, diba?
Yeah, I don't want to give spoilers. I want you to watch
Single
it,
All the Way.
Yeah, this is new. Season lang.
Okay, yeah, yeah. Sige. Okay.
My number 4 is Love Hard because of Nina Dobrev. So, medyo bias ako.
Love Hard is yung may, ano ba ito? Yung may poster ba? Ito ba yun?
Catfish?
Oo, yung Catfish.
Oh, siya. Yeah. Okay, get. Okay.
Number 3 is Vivo as well.
Oh my God, I should really watch this Vivo. Pareho kayong may Vivo.
Seriously? Watch it!
I can't believe you haven't watched it.
Oo nga eh.
First 10 minutes pa lang.
Yeah, I agree.
Papayakin ka noong
go. Okay, sige, panoorin ko na nga rin to.
My number 2 is Shang-Chi and the Ten Rings.
Yeah.
Sobrang amused ako when I watched it. And number 1 is Tick Tick
Boom. Oh my God, bakit may Tick Tick Boom ka din? Shit, ako sa inis.
Watch it!
Ang loser mo na
yun. Oh my God. Okay, sige.
It's so good, it's so good.
Okay.
Your turn.
So for me, number 5, so Shang-Chi din, actually. I actually enjoyed that movie. I had, kasi nga parang, di ba, I told you guys before, na parang yung expectations ko sa Shang-Chi, it might be at something of like an Asian bait. Pero na-enjoy ko siya.
Yeah.
So yeah, Shang-Chi. Yeah. And then 4, In the Heights. So at least meron akong Lin-Manuel Miranda. So yeah, In the Heights sa list ko.
Mawi.
Yeah. Mawi. And then my number 3 movie is Cruella. I really enjoyed that movie for some reason. And siguro kasi yun yung first movie namin ng jowa ko. So kaya memorable siya. Pero and then number yung second and first ko actually, so kakalabas lang siya. So medyo may hype pa ako. So forgive me. Pero yeah, number 2 is West Side Story. I really enjoyed yung movie. Although it had like a controversy regarding an actor, pero okay naman. I really enjoyed the West Side Story. I think I would probably rank it as one of the best musical movies from Broadway. So it's one of the best I've seen. And then
I actually I kind of feel bad for the movie because I know, like, I mean, we all know that Spielberg is Spielberg.
Yeah.
But because of that controversy, the movie's not getting as much as attention as it deserves.
Pero I haven't watched it. It actually is. Yeah. I mean, it actually is kasi parang nasa ano siya, one of the Oscar favorites siya ngayon sa Best Picture. So I think it's not really bothering them that much. Siguro meron, pero siguro it would have ranked higher if not for that scandal. Pero
It's sad because, you know, there are a lot of like breakout stars and stuff.
I agree. And then my so my number one is so kakapanood ko lang Spider-Man No Way Home.
And
okay lang kayo, okay lang napanood nyo na naman yung tik-tik boom. So, ito yung sa akin.
gumagante.
Hindi, pero ano, this is probably my one of the best movies I've seen in my life. I'm not exaggerating. Ganon siya kalala.
It's not yet shown here kasi may
pero wala naman akong spoilers pero yun yung yun yung oh my god, like I've seen it twice, I've cried twice, ganun kalala. So parang
I'm so excited for next year.
Ang tagal kasi sa inyo, nakakainis eh. Pero
kasing MMFF it was moved to next month.
Oh well, like, yeah.
I'm not like my other friends nakikipag-away and stuff. Pero somewhere like, you know, you feel like you're super kawawa on the other side of the world while everyone's like, it's one of the best superhero movies ever. And it's like,
yeah.
Okay. Yeah, we have to wait another month.
Oh yeah. Pero worth it naman, pero I would say worth it naman yung wait, for sure. I mean, if hindi ka nagbabasa ng spoilers, ha, worth it siya. So, yeah.
Yeah, hindi ako magbabasa.
Yeah.
I did already. I couldn't take it.
I don't want to.
Okay. Anyway, so moving on with our TV shows naman, Aya.
Okay. Number 5, Squid Game. You know, I'm gonna ride into the hype for sure.
Mm-mm.
4, Loki, because Tom Hiddleston.
Yeah.
Period. Number 3, Peaky Blinders. Don't judge me. It's the first time that I ever watched the show.
Yeah.
And a lot of my guy friends keep on telling me, it's a cool show.
Yeah.
And I never had the time to watch it. But I guess because like, now nah, we're just like, after work, we're just at home, so just I had more time to watch.
Yeah.
And I got into it and stuff. Yeah. Number 2, also, first time ko manood ng Modern Family.
Hey, oh my god, talaga ba?
But you were able to finish?
Yes, before they took it out. Di ba they take it out so end of the year? I love it.
Ang ganda, no? Sobrang feel good,
I love it. It's super light. May mga stuff na parang yung character development. Medyo pa like, ano ba yan? But, you know, it's very light and it's a very comforting show.
Yeah.
You know, it makes you forget everything going on in your life. Of course, number one, because I've been waiting for it for 2 fucking years. The Witcher. I love fantasy shows. Well, not all, but like this is, I've been waiting for this for 2 years. I've been telling my friends as a joke na, this is my main motivation for
Is this season good ba? Are you done with the season?
Yeah, yung bago. Dude, I watched it like the first the weekend it showed.
Oh, okay ba?
It's easier to understand than the first season.
Oh, okay.
There are shortcomings, but si talaga Henry Cavill is like he is the perfect Geralt. And I'm lucky because honestly I'm super ignorant. I haven't read the books. I don't play video games.
Mm-mm.
Not really. So. I don't know the source materials, but a lot of mga fanboys got really pissed off because of a couple of things. But overall, it's still pure joy to get lost into. I love it. I love Witcher. Yeah.
Mm-mm. Okay.
How about you, Janela?
Okay. Me, I actually have K-dramas. Okay, my number 5 is Mine. So the one I was telling you about.
Ito ba yung power. LGBT or no?
Okay. Next is also Squid Game.
Mm-mm.
Actually, na-enjoy ko siya kahit medyo gory siya. Number 3 is You Season 3.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just love Joe. Okay. Sobrang weird, but I love Joe.
Parang problematic, but you're like, what are you going to do next?
Yeah. Diba? Sobrang obsessed ka. Yeah. Number two is Modern Family Season Ender. I have been waiting for it na maging available siya sa Netflix, and finally, I was able to watch. And my number one is I was able to finish, finally,
Breaking Bad. Oh my God, that's so good.
Yes, and it's like my number one forever.
Like how they ended things. It was like the perfect ending.
It was the perfect ending. Uh-oh. Never failed from the season one up to the last season. So number one kasi Breaking Bad. How about you, Jani?
So ang dami kong pinapanood. So parang feeling ko hindi enough yung top five list. Pero actually number five ko is siguro tatlong Netflix so tied for number five. You, season 3, which na-explain ba na nga. Ewan ko, for some reason, ang nakaka-curious kung how, like, stalkers really operate. Parang nakaka-curious, pero curious lang naman ako. I don't really see myself doing that. Pero, yeah. And then, tied for number 5 is, actually, Squid Game din. I really enjoyed Squid Game.
Mm-hmm.
And then, tied for number 5, last na to, Sex Education. I don't know if you know Sex Education.
Yeah,
pero,
I know of it. I haven't watched it.
Yeah, it's really, really good.
It's nice.
So, actually, it's about high school kids talking about really deep, deep stuff. About like, about sex. Well, not just really about sex, but also about life. So
sexuality.
Yeah, sexuality. Yeah. So actually, it's really nice. You should watch it, Aya.
I suggest.
Number four is a good show from HBO. It's like sort of like the Game of Thrones right now, which is Succession. It's really, really good. I just finished the season yesterday. Number three is another HBO show, which is Hacks. It's about a comedian. Basta maganda siya. I think I talked about it before in one of our episodes. And then number two, one of the shows I really enjoyed because it's about like crush and like love life, Starstruck. And then my last is, of course, Ted Lasso from Apple TV. It's always a feel-good show and motivational show. It's my happy pill. So, yeah.
You know what's sad? It's because like we don't have access to some of Jani's shows.
Yeah.
Ay, talaga ba?
Watch Ted Lasso.
Yeah. Pero di ba you guys have HBO?
No, we have... No, our HBO is different. We have HBO Go. And yours is HBO Max.
Oh, so...
We don't have all the... Not the same content.
Oh, okay.
Select lang. Like, okay. We got Dune... ng Christmas lang. Mm. Late. And it's not, and I think yung at the same time lang yata lumabas is yung Gossip Girl, but that's it.
Because
I write a lot of mga about TV shows and stuff.
Yeah.
Wala masyado.
Yeah.
So yeah, we don't get the same content that you do unless non-merata kami.
Pero actually, among the three HBO shows, Succession lang talaga yung worth naman na ano. Although yung Starstruck, I mean, yeah, in Hacks, you can watch it pirata. I don't know. Pero it's up to you. Anyway.
Yeah.
So, time flies so fast because it's almost 2022.
Exactly. That was super fast. That's why we're looking back at our best experiences this year.
Yep, I know, right? So for our year-ender episode, we're counting down to our best moments of 2021. Okay, let's go, guys. What are your top five moments for 2021?
Okay, my top five moment would be reuniting with my draft fam. You know me, and you know me and the boys. They are very special to my heart, and I know we talk. We talk about basketball. We react to each other, you know. But our bond is super solid, and it was the first time that I got to see some of them this December.
Mm-hmm.
It was because of my one of those birthday celebrations. And even though sobrang mahal ng grab fee, it was like I don't care. I just wanted to see my boys, and I was just super happy just to be around them, just to laugh, and you know, just forget about everything else for a couple of hours. So yeah, I was super happy to be reunited with my boys.
For me naman, it's getting a vaccine and a booster this year, no? So that's my top five moment. So at least at the bare minimum as a citizen, I got to have myself
bite mo naman.
Oh, naman, no? It's so important.
You know what? I don't wanna list my vaccination in the list in this countdown is because I always had like really bad experiences. I got
you told us. Yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah, you told us.
So I was miserable.
Kasi Johnny, you know, here unlike there in the US, scarce yung vaccine at the like earlier months of the year. So parang you feel so lucky if you get a vaccine early on.
Yeah.
Diba?
Yeah.
So it's different here kasi parang ngayon na lang nagkaroon ng madaming supply of vaccines na parang okay, anyone can like go, wala nang schedule and stuff. Pero yung before talaga wala. So
pero wait, meron bang ano? Meron bang anti-vaxxers sa Philippines?
Of course.
Ay talaga ba?
Okay. There are still people like
not a lot, but there are.
Not a lot, but there are. Yeah.
Okay.
Unlike, you know, the NBA players. Joke. Updated ako dun.
Oh, of course.
But yeah, you know. How about you, Johnny?
Siguro...
Sorry, merong ano, no? Merong shade.
Okay lang.
That guy, yeah.
Okay. Mine is siguro number 5 ko is yung pandemic connections or new friends I made to the pandemic. One of them is yung Twitter Spaces show before that I have, and then my new badminton friends. Of course, we met through the pandemic kasi parang we had like a Filipino group, and then nagkaroon ng someone asked if someone plays badminton, and then eventually yun, nagkita-kita kami. So I would consider them as my pandemic friends. And lastly, Lemons and Melons podcast kasi yeah, this is something new. New this year. So I'm really grateful, and sobrang happy pelcha for my 2021 too. So yeah.
Okay, let's go to our top 4 moment. What's your top 4 moment, Aya?
I mentioned it already, but it was traveling to Bacolod because it was my first airplane ride in like more than 3 years.
Nice.
I got to see something new, I got to eat something new, and the fact that you just get lost and you know get I love it. I know okay, this is, I'm gonna romanticize it a bit. I love the journey of getting lost in a place you've never been in. I always love that feeling, and to have that again for a short while, it was just great. And you know, just being surrounded by nature, by you know, so many tubo, like just tubo for like hours. It was just so refreshing, and yeah, it was great. I loved every minute of it. It was
I saw your photos.
Yeah, you know me, when
I enjoyed.
Yeah, when I travel, I go hard. That's when I spam people with my voice and I don't give a fuck. So how about you guys?
Well, my top 4 moment is I was able to attend the friends' weddings. So I was able to attend 2 physically and the others virtually. It's just really nice to see that despite the pandemic, you know, people can still celebrate. Pero syempre, there are like protocols and safety health measures. There are antigen tests and PCR tests, but yeah, it's good to see that people can still celebrate despite the pandemic, and they actually pushed through, no, yung mga weddings ng friends. Yeah. At the same time, syempre, it's like a mini vacation for me as well, kasi if it's a destination wedding, of course I was able to, you know, have a day or two of rest as well. Ayun. How about you,
Johnny? Just the same as Aya. And actually, you, my travels this year. So I went to Disneyland. I went to East Coast. I went to Texas, Seattle, Reno. I went to Reno twice. So actually, yeah, it's been, I've been lucky kasi nga with the vaccine then. So I was able to travel. So yun nga, I was able to reconnect with friends. With my cousins, with my friends. So, yun naman. Yun for me. Top 4. So, yeah.
Okay. How about top 3 moment?
Top 3 was Andy's wedding. It was like the first and only like big event that I got to get dolled up.
Mm-mm.
And, you know, just celebrating one of my closest friends' big day.
Mm-mm.
Was extra special because it was girl power, teamwork. We just worked together to to make it happen. Because you know, it takes a village to actually plan a wedding. It's just not just a bride, and especially because Andy's one of my closest friends. Me and our small group, we made the point na we were gonna be there for every step of the way. And of course, not everything was hunky dory and stuff, but everything went well. We were safe. We had a lot of fun, and it was just nice to, like, you know, have a little sense of normalcy with everything going on. So yeah, that's me. How about you guys?
For me, Manuel, I landed a new job. So
yeah,
it's actually something that I don't expect to happen because it's the pandemic, but I did, and I'm really thankful for it. So nasa adjustment period. I think
Johnny
and I knows about this. Yeah. So I tweet a lot.
Yeah.
So dun ko nilalabas lahat ng steam. But yeah, I'm good. I'm happy. I'm glad that I was able to get a new job this year. So it's my top three moment. Yeah. How about you, Johnny?
So despite the stress, I'm actually glad na I got promoted at work. So siguro naman, 'di ba, sa sobrang dami kong ginagawa, dapat ma-promote ako, 'di ba? Pero yeah, thank you so much. So I got promoted at work. So siguro, wala na akong iba masabi kasi naisa-stress ako lalo. So, yeah. Yun. Pero top moment siya kasi, of course, it's career advancement. So, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Okay, wow. We're down to our top two moment. How about you, Aya? What's your top two moment?
This might medyo, I don't know if it's a bit morbid or whatever. I was getting to visit my previous grade after almost 2 years.
Yeah.
It was just a few minutes, but you know, it's nice to get to visit him. And sometimes I worry because I forget about him, and you know, just to get to see him, just to go to Antipolo, even though when me and my daddy issues, it's after that, it's just nice to get to see in person again after a while. I try to avoid people who hurt me, so it was just nice to get to see the one of the only men in my life, even though he's not there anymore. It's super solid.
Of course, okay. It's a very important part of your life, babe.
Okay, sorry. I just said. Okay, you guys.
No worries. Okay. Ano ba top? Top two moment ko would be probably me turning 30. So, oh my gosh, I'm in the 30 club.
Welcome.
Yeah, thank you so much. Yeah, and of course, ano ba? Anniversary din. Yan. So, celebrated their anniversary this year then. And syempre, part of it was I was able to go to the beach. Yeah, so beach trip. But just like Aya, no, TMI din to. So, anniversary beach trip na period day one ko din.
Oh my God!
Parang, oh yeah, thanks. No. Pero yun nga, so tampons is the way, and I was able to enjoy the beach trip naman. So kahit papano, ayun, I didn't let that get in the way dahil sirena tayo, babe, diba? You know, mermaids.
What else?
We
don't care.
Diba? Ayun. So, yun lang. Being able to celebrate those milestones ng pandemic. So, it's my top two moment. Ayan. Johnny, ikaw?
Mine is meeting someone.
Pinaka-winner talaga. The winner ng winner.
May pa-meeting someone eh.
And then, hindi naman. Hindi, meeting the love of my life right now. So, yun yung... So, yun yung ano.
Wow, that's a huge thing to say, ha?
Yeah.
Hindi, kwento.
Hindi kasi, well, yeah, I told you, di ba? Parang hindi mo na ako masyadong...
Hindi si Johnny, oh my gosh.
Hindi mo ako masyadong relationship, di ba? Sinabi ko naman sa inyo before. So, parang, sobrang whatever I'm doing right now is really, really new. Parang, di ba? Parang yung commitment. So, hindi mo masyado commitment, guy. Pero ngayon, parang...
Different.
Oo, different na ako. Committed.
Oh my gosh, it's different for Johnny now.
Tapos parang, I see myself, parang staying, ano, parang yung matagal, staying in a long relationship with that guy. So, yeah, parang, nag-iba yung outlook ko about love life. So, yun lang, for me. Oh, kinikilig ako, sobra.
We're so happy for you. Kinikilig din ako for you.
Yeah. So, ayun, yun yung top two moment ko for the year. And then, actually, he went to Singapore. He left the other day. Inatin ko siya sa airport. Because he's gonna be gone for 2 weeks. Eh. And then...
Is this for work? Or?
No, for vacation lang, to meet his family.
Okay.
Pero kasi the week before, nung Christmas week, we met like 4 times in 1 week. Mm. So, which is rare. Kasi parang usually once a week lang kami nagkita. Pero hindi kami busy that week. So parang, okay, sige, go lang. Go with the flow. Kasi mamimiss ko rin naman siya. So, yeah.
Yeah. Aww, happy for you, Johnny.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah. Okay, so we had a rundown of our top 5 to top 2.
Yeah.
Okay, so
yeah.
Now let's go to our best moment in 2021.
Mm.
Dun, dun, dun.
Hey, babe, okay, what's your best moment?
Definitely the birth of my niece.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean...
Yeah, super cute.
The way that she came into the world was a surprise. She's basically my child, a surprise. But sometimes she's the only thing that keeps me going.
Mm, nice.
Aww. Yeah. Super so cutie. Yeah. My best moment would be, ito parang cliche sounding, pero it's very important since the pandemic. Healthy family members. So, I cannot say that everyone was spared of the virus. So, there are family members who actually had. But I am glad that everyone is alive and everyone is healthy, especially this Christmas season. So, it's one of my best moments in 2020. It's my best moment in 2021.
Yeah.
Ikaw, Johnny.
I think... Alam naman na lahat ito, kasi I always tweet about it, but my weight loss journey this year, it started my weight loss journey started randomly. I just started working out noong January kasi I felt like ang dami ko kinain noong Christmas at saka New Year noon. So, I started like jogging and then it became an everyday thing kasi parang that time, parang it felt really good. Parang, kasi you know the feeling na pag nag-workout, ang sarap ng feeling after. Yeah. So, I continued it. Like, parang ginawa ko parang four times a week nung una. And then, gradually, naging 5 times, naging 6 times, tapos naging 7 days a week na. And then, started doing badminton after a few months. And then, also did like, what do you call this? The fasting. The intermittent fasting. So, I've been losing weight the past few months. Although, actually, this holiday season, dami kinakain. So, pero although, ano pa rin naman, I try to work out pa rin naman as much as possible. Kasi parang nasa, kumbaga, ano ko na siya, nasa system ko na siya.
Yeah, so, but you have been consistent the whole year.
Yeah, that's something I've never done my 31 years in my life. That's something I've never done. So that's really
super proud of you.
Yeah, thank you so much. Pero sobrang milestone siya for me kasi naging like if you look at my Apple Watch, yung health, 'di ba? Ang daming rings na makikita. Kaya sobrang fun niya. Sobrang highlight talaga siya. Probably not just of my 2021 but my whole life right now. So so yun, I lost 30 pounds or 40 pounds. So kasi I was 270 nung January and ngayon nasa naglilinger ng 225 to 235. So yun.
Wow.
So yeah.
That's great.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
Oh, that's a great moment.
Yeah. Thank you so much for supporting me. So yeah.
I'm sorry.
I'm so glad that despite the challenges of 2021, we had some awesome moments.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, it wasn't the best year for me personally, but I'm here to tell everyone who's feeling the same way that it's gonna be okay.
But 2022 brings hope and marks a fresh start. So we hope everyone has a safe and healthy new year.
Happy new year.
Happy new year.
Yeah, but before we end the episode, we want to plug our social media accounts.
Yes, you can follow me on Instagram and Twitter. My handle is IMA07. That's Alpha India Yankee Alpha Mama Alpha India 07. IMA07.
Yep. And you can follow me on Instagram and Twitter. I have the same handle. It's at MLJBMXX.
You can follow me on Instagram and on Twitter, Jani Gavile. I'll spell it out for you in my podcast. episode, yeah. description. So, yeah.
And you can follow our podcast on Instagram. Our handle is lemonsandmelons_. That's Lima Echo Mama Oscar Nancy Sierra. Yeah. Alpha Nancy Delta. Mama Echo Lima Oscar Nancy Sierra _.
Yeah. And speaking of, we've also expanded our reach. You can now listen to us on iTunes, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Radio Public, Overcast, Stitcher, CastBox, Castrofeel, and Breaker.
And don't forget to rate us on iTunes and leave a review. Feel free to submit questions also for us to answer in the next episode.
But for now, this is Aya,
Jenny,
and Janella of Lemons and Melons saying bye for now.
Hope you can listen to our future episodes.
Bye
guys. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Thank you so much. Yeah. Hold on.